Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Ooh. Welcome back. It's 7 till. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. Rich Gannon is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author and the founder and the publisher and the weekend janitor over at Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. If you're a Republican, you want to know what he has to say. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to, so check that out. Rich, that's a cyber column, by the way, thrice weekly. Rich, we're talking about the Republican pick, Romney's pick of Ryan for vice president. Up to now, it seems to me, Rich, that the Romney campaign has not delivered any kind of a sweeping vision for America, you know, a Reagan-esque type of thing, which I thought to me is what was needed to sort of rise above all the mudslinging, as you pointed out earlier. Isn't this what he needs to do? He kind of started doing it this weekend when he made his speech with Ryan. He gave a speech that I thought he needs to give more than he has been. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, when pollsters poll, they say if the election were being held today, but the election is not being held today. The election is being held on November 6th. And as you know, just because you have ammunition doesn't mean you have to fire it all off, you know, the first day of the battle.
Right.
You use it strategically.
So you think they've been using a little rope-a-dope strategy?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. And I think
tell the audience, we got kids out there, tell them what the rope-a-dope means.
Well, that goes back to Muhammad Ali, and was it George Foreman?
No, it was Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier.
Yeah. Down goes Frazier.
The Thriller in Manila or something, one of those.
where Ali just absorbed four or five or six or seven rounds of body shots from Frazier.
Lay against the ropes.
And Frazier just thought he was just sitting up against the ropes and let Frazier literally punch himself out. And then in whatever the round was, the eighth or ninth round, just came back and just hammered him. And it was like he just sprung to life. And Ali called it a rope-a-dope. And so that's become a political phrase.
So
as well.
Do you think, I've been wondering about that. Do you think Romney has been using the rope-a-dope up to now?
Yeah, because look at the way they ran the primaries. They did exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They let Santorum take his best shots. Gingrich, they let Rick Perry, they let Michelle Bachmann for 30 seconds. And then, you know, they just came roaring back every, you know, starting on Friday afternoon for the Tuesday primary, they just came roaring back. And, I was talking to my son about that. He said, well, yeah, but that was a Republican primary. And I said, well, yeah. And Republican primary voters weren't particularly enamored of Mitt Romney, yet they nominated him.
Yeah.
So I think the
last man standing
strategy these guys have decided on, and they're sticking with it.
Last man standing.
Yeah,
the demolition derby kind of thing. So,
that's right.
Well, you know, and that makes a lot of sense. And of course, we'll see a lot more after the debates are there going to be? That's going to be the
there'll
big
be three. There'll be three presidential debates and one vice presidential debate.
Don't you think those four events will turn this thing around one way or the other more than anything else?
Well, they'll be determinative. I'm not sure. Depends on who's leading going into them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they will be, and that's one of the issues that that Ryan brings to the table. I mean, Biden might disagree with what Ryan wants to do, but nobody knows more about the semicolons in Ryan's plan than Ryan because he wrote it.
Right. Exactly. Well, one of the things that I said was that, and I think I told you this on the show, was that when Obamacare was confirmed by the Supreme Court, that this would do more to energize the Romney's down ballot candidates than he could have done on his own. But I wonder now with Ryan on the ticket and with his connection to entitlements, is this going to affect their fealty to the Romney ticket, the down ballot candidates?
You mean, will they run away from it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I think quite the opposite. I mean, the entire notion of the whole Tea Party movement is that that voters are looking for somebody that will actually kind of help get this thing under control. I mean, if Ross Perot were 30 years younger, he'd be running again.
But would and so I get that with the base, but is that going to help him with the independents?
Don't know. We'll see. I mean, right now Romney is doing fine with the independents.
Yeah,
you know, all on his own. There's no reason to.
I think
the independents made up their mind about Obama in 2010.
Yeah. Well, Pollyanna, I've enjoyed having a visit today.
Excuse me. My drink is gone. I have to go.
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here.
My Kool-Aid is gone. I need to go get some.
Yeah, great information today. Thanks for being here. We enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, pal.
Come back again, real soon. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.